Jay, the left and a lot of the national news media, sometimes one and the same, have been really trying to take the term Christian nationalism and turn it into something negative. First of all, what exactly is Christian nationalism?
Well, that's the problem with the term. It doesn't have any settled definition. And in fact, I would say for the last 3 years or so, the mainstream media has been, you know, on a campaign effectively to weaponize this term. If you tease out what they seem to mean by it, it's something like Christians who want to establish Christianity as the national religion and force unbelievers, I don't know, to get baptized or go to church or something like that. And if you define it that way, very few people, including very few conservative Christians or Americans, actually think that's a good idea. And if you look at the way the media has used this term, more often than not, they want to connect it to something negative, like establishing a theocracy. And yet the examples they use are of basically politically engaged conservative Christians who talk about the Christian role in the founding of the United States, that argue that we should be able to bring our faith to the public square. In other words, but completely uncontroversial American activities that would have been bipartisan 30 or 40 years ago is now, according to publications like Politico, some kind of nefarious plot by Christians to establish Christianity as the national religion.
If you look back, even relatively recent history here, Jay, going back into the Nixon years in the 1970s, mm-hmm. Christian movements in politics are not really anything new, and usually are well-grounded in constitutional principles. So why this new effort to really slander Christians who simply want to practice our faith and also want to be involved in government and make sure that we have a government that's moral and ethical?
I mean, I honestly think it is a sign of just how deeply anti-religious and specifically anti-Christian so much of the media is. I mean, the idea that we can't use theological arguments in the public square, if that were right, Martin Luther King Jr. could not have given his famous I Have a Dream speech, which was explicitly theological. In fact, you can find a speech from a former University of Chicago professor around 2008 arguing that it's absurd that Christians should be told they can't bring their faith to the public square. That, by the way, that University of Chicago College professor went on to become the president of the United States. His name was Barack Obama. Joe Biden, the current occupant in the White House, it's really kind of flamboyant in at least identifying with his Christian faith. He carries a rosary, which he makes sure that the media see. The media doesn't seem to have a problem with that. What they have a problem with is conservative Christians supporting conservative ideas. And they hope to paint those of us that are described in that way as engaged in some kind of bizarre plot. That's what's so bizarre about it. And then what kind of makes this worse, I think, in some ways, is that some Christians sort of halfway onto the game say, well, fine then, if you're going to call us Christian nationalists, I'll just embrace the term. But I don't think that's an especially wise strategy, precisely because the term's been used by the media for several years in a weaponized way. And so all you're doing is effectively, for people that aren't following the debate, is associating yourself with something that creates bad mental pictures for a lot of people.
Interesting that you would bring up Dr. Martin Luther King, because going back even further than the Nixon years, going back into the 1960s and the struggle for various rights that took place during that era, didn't a lot of that actually originate in black churches? And in fact, even today, what is commonly now known as the Black National Anthem really is a Methodist Christian hymn. So how is it that the left can disparage Christianity since it's been an integral part of bringing about human freedom over the last number of decades here?
Well, that's the truth of the matter. I mean, it's very, very difficult to account for the American constitutional order without some kind of broadly Christian background. In fact, it's impossible to make sense of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution without just sort of understanding that for the founders, even the least orthodox of the founders, they actually thought the existence of a creator was a public truth. In other words, you could know that there is a creator. You could know that humans are made in their image with certain inalienable rights as a matter of reason. So the existence of a God is actually not considered sectarian, at least by the American founders. Now, unfortunately, if Christians make reference to God or talk about God giving us our rights, that suddenly made sectarian. But these things were not considered sectarian for actually most of American history, which I think what this tells us is just how far removed the sort of official elite culture, which is represented in the mainstream media, has gotten from the kind of basic foundations of the American constitutional order.
How does all of this play into the ongoing national debate and the legal struggles that are taking place over abortion? Is this being weaponized largely to fight the pro-life movement?
That's exactly what's happening. And in fact, I think that the overturning of Roe v. Wade in 2022 really sort of gave energy to the secular left to sort of paint the whole debate over abortion as if it's entirely sectarian. But of course, the silly thing is anyone involved in the pro-life movement knows you can make perfectly public arguments for the pro-life cause without citing scripture, without citing any kind of sectarian belief. All you need is just the proposition that murder is wrong, some basic information from embryology about when human life begins, and you get the conclusion that it's wrong to take unborn human life. None of that depends on any kind of narrowly sectarian idea, unless you want to say that the idea that murder is wrong is somehow sectarian. But if that's the case, then actually we end up having no basis for our public laws at all.
We have been talking with Jay Richards, who is a senior research fellow, and he is also director of the DeVos Center for Life, Religion, and Family at the Heritage Foundation in Washington, D.C. Jay, tell us a little bit about the Heritage Foundation. Also, where can folks go on the web to find more information?
Heritage Foundation is an officially nonpartisan but conservative public policy think tank right here in Washington, D.C., a few hundred yards from the Capitol. We've been advising political leaders and policy analysts for about 51 years. And anyone interested in our work can just check us out at our website at heritage.org.
Jay Richards of the Heritage Foundation. Jay, thank you for being with us.
My pleasure.